Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Hello, everyone. Christopher Cumby on the Move podcast, and I welcome you back to the show. Now, I'm going to assume that you're listening to these in order, and if you listen to the last show, the thoughts you feed are the thoughts you win. And I gave a little story around the two wolves, so check that out because I think it'll definitely resonate with everyone who's listening in. And you're probably like me, an entrepreneur or sales pro, or maybe you're a busy professional, or there might be a good chance that you're listening in because you want to learn some skills that pretty much will help anybody that wants to implement them. And that's what this show is all about, is bringing you tools to help you win the day every day. So I'm committed. Are you committed? And that's today's theme. Very little comes from no effort. I believe in a concept that you have to be ready, fire, aim, and I'll get into that in just a minute. I'll also provide you a tool today so that you can have a chance to sit down and write out some commitments. How about that? We'll go a little deep on that in a second, for sure, because I know when you get clarity through writing, and you should have your handy journal together right now, because that's when the golden nuggets fly, and quite honestly, there's going to be some value bombs today, and that is my commitment to this entire show, is to bring the boom and stay committed to what my goal was. And we reviewed the 100 game, which we will be launching soon, just as an FYI for those who want to hashtag that and play along, as well as we're going to have some deeper coaching and some mentorship that's going to be happening as well. I'll be bringing on my new show format soon, where I'm going to have an interview and dive into some of the different things that you can learn from some of my mentors and associates and colleagues and such. So let's talk about very little comes from no effort. You know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, have a dream. And maybe, you know, there is a time when I can look back at some of the things that I really, really wanted in my life. But unfortunately, when I think back as well, is that I didn't make much effort to go get it. And when I did make the efforts, it's amazing that, you know, again, people, places, events, and circumstances start to come in your life. And I'm a true believer that, you know, based on the actions you take and the vibration you put out there are things that are off the radar that start to come into focus. And a lot of times people get hung up on, you know, the how you're going to get things, the how it's all going to kind of come together. And unfortunately, if you get stuck in the how, you got a big mountain to climb. A very big mountain. Now, if you take out the canvas of your mind right now and have a nice big white canvas, you can imagine yourself in the middle of a circle in that canvas. And right below you is basically what you're sitting on, which is your comfort zone. And that comfort zone is something that, unfortunately, you have to get out of. And it's okay to stay in, you know, certain comfort zones. But I'm a true believer that you get to keep moving and keep growing, or, you know, the exact opposite is obviously happening to you, and you become complacent. You stop taking the actions necessary to level yourself up. And well, I think life's a progression, right? And if you're progressing, I think you're getting happier, and you're getting the things that in life that you really want. So on that canvas below, you're sitting on top of your comfort zone. Now, think of the ideal lifestyle right above that. right above your head, okay? So just imagine it right above your head. You're sitting in the middle of this big circle on your comfort zone. And a lot of times, this is a question I ask a lot of my coaching students, basically is, you know, how many steps does it take to get out of that comfort zone? And often they'll sit there perplexed, but the reality is it only takes one. That one move, though, is massive and carries so much power that unfortunately people don't take the first steps, so they don't even experience the amount of power that can come out of it. Or they take a step, it becomes too scary, so they don't continue taking another one. And on that canvas, you can imagine when you're taking one step out of your comfort zone, a lot of people hit Howl Mountain. How am I going to get there? How am I going to get to my ideal lifestyle? And they continuously think about the how, crippling themselves and not taking any actions. Or if they did take an action and it came with a result that wasn't favorable, they would give up. Now, I think we've all been in that situation in our lives. You know, the ones that realize that you got to continue pivoting are the ones that succeed. And you've got to ask yourself, am I one of those people? Big question mark. Well, a lot of times, you know, as I was building my businesses, I'd contemplate that and, you know, write that out as a question in my journal. And, you know, folks, journaling is such a powerful tool when you start to realize how to actually use it. And I know I'll always encourage you to go get my success playbook, the book I wrote a few years back. And you can grab that at my website, of course, christophercumby.com. And there's a free ebook there for you. Check it out. It's got some great tools. I'll be going through a lot of the tools in this podcast as well. And I'll be reading some of the chapters, you know, in this podcast. It's going to be a good mix up over the next little while. Now, going back to your comfort zone, getting to your ideal lifestyle, taking that one step out and hitting Howl Mountain. Well, the way to crush that is to connect yourself with the why. Use your emotion to imagine that which you want. Then take the steps necessary every single day and figure it out. Figure it out. If you want it bad enough, you're going to figure it out. Now, I'm going to give you an exercise that I want you to basically get out a white piece of paper, and we're going to write out a few things so that you have a format to follow. And I'm a big fan of having frameworks because frameworks work so well. You know, and I'm a big fan of making sure that you commit against things. And, you know, part of my 100 game is committing to things for 100 days or beyond. So if you've been listening from the beginning of this show, you realized probably that I was starting to plant the seed, if you want, for that, because I committed to this show for 100 days straight and beyond, because I love doing it. As well, I've been running now for 152 days, including the run I just did probably about 1 hour ago. And I tell you that not to impress you, but to impress upon you that when you make a commitment to yourself, it's one of the greatest bonds that you'll make in your life, for one, and you'll be able to bet on yourself because you know you can keep your commitments. And that's often why people don't hit their goals, because they don't bet on themselves. They know they're going to break down because they've already set themselves up to fail. Now, I know that's not you, and that's why, you know, you're probably listening to this show, hopefully, and getting some energy every day from my rants. But I think they're appropriate because I just wanted to be able to talk to you as if we were sitting down having a coffee and we were talking about life. And as an entrepreneur or a busy salesperson or a busy business professional, or, you know, maybe you're a busy mom or stay-at-home dad. And that's cool as well, because all of these tools can get you where you need to go if you apply them. Now, the big thing is you have to apply, because very little comes from no effort. Now, I'm a big fan of ready, fire, aim. Now, I know a lot of people, you know, in their head probably said, ready, fire, aim. Isn't it ready, aim, fire? Well, yes, for most people, it's ready, aim, fire. But I'm a big believer that you got to get ready, fire it, and then you can start aiming as you get better and better and better at actually doing it. See, what often happens is most people, unfortunately, want to continue aiming and aiming and aiming and aiming. And, you know, they never fire. Never. And they're crippled. They don't know what to do. They get completely away from what their dream was because they attached nothing to it, at least enough to push them over that edge to know that, hey, I can fire and then I can reset an aim. I can fire again and I can reset an aim if I don't hit my goals. So think about that for a little bit, okay? Now, let's get into the commitments that you can make. And this is a great, basically, framework that if you have, imagine again with the white canvas of your mind, or get a piece of paper out, actually, because this is a great exercise. And on one of the left margin, I want you to write down the following. Next 15 minutes, underneath that, next hour, underneath that, the next 24 hours, underneath that, the next 7 days, underneath that, the next 14 days, underneath that, next 30 days, and underneath that, finally, next year. Okay, and this is going to help you start with committing to yourself and having commitments towards things that are going to be able to move the needle in your life. And I'm going to give you some examples, because I love giving you examples of these tools so that you can take the example and think about what it is that you can slip in there to make it your own. So think about this for a minute. Over the next 15 minutes, what could you do to commit to yourself and move the needle forward in the next 15 minutes? So let me give you an example. In the next 15 minutes, I'm going to make a not to-do list or a to-do list, whatever way you want to put it. I'll get into not to-do lists at some point, but let's just say you need a to-do list. Can you commit to that over the next 15 minutes to get it all done? Outline exactly what you need to get done? Can you do that? Of course you can. So let's do it. Next 15 minutes, whatever that is that you can get done. The next hour. What is the next hour? What is the next hour that you can get something done? And here's an example. In business, you know, I'm always buying domains. So I think about them and then, you know, often I'll just kind of put it off. But, you know, I think in the next hour, I can probably commit to registering a domain. Yes, I can. And you can too. And whatever you can do within the next hour, get it done. Maybe pay some bills. Right? Just think about it, what that is. And why I'm doing this exercise, folks, is I'm stacking it. I'm stacking it for you so that you can understand that these commitments that you can make can drive momentum. And you can fire, then aim. And by the way, as you do that more and more and more, you'll hit the target when you fire. You just got to get moving. Okay, so the next 24 hours, what can you do? Well, maybe it's reaching out. If you're a busy sales pro, you're probably reaching out to clients. So within the next 24 hours, I'm going to reach out to 10 potential new clients. I can do that. You can do that. So there you go. You're getting the point. The next 7 days, I'm going to get my first client for my new program that's coming up or an event. Okay, so you're getting the picture here. The next 14 days, what is the next 14 days going to happen? What's going to happen for you in the next 14 days? And you can just pick whatever it is. Maybe, you know, you have an event coming up and maybe you got to fill it up and maybe that's what you're going to focus on to get it full over the next 14 days, whatever it may be. But I think you're getting the picture that commitments can happen like this. And when you stack it like this, this becomes a blueprint for you. And you can literally do this any time. But the point is that I'm trying to get you to identify the things that you can do over the period of time, commit to it, and then move. In the next 30 days, I'm going to completely sell out my program or my coaching or whatever it is in your business or life that you can commit to. And this is, again, just an example. Next year, within the next year, maybe it's I'm going to have 3 very successful events based on the success that I'm getting out of the one that's coming up right now because I'm committing and getting things done in a very short period of time because I'm setting objectives and goals. That's what the commitment looks like. And when you do these types of commitments, and you can do these 15 minutes, you don't have to stack them all the time, but if you can write down, hey, over the next 15 minutes, I'm going to get that done. Over the next hour, I'm going to get that done. In the next 24 hours, I'm going to get this done. It makes huge, huge impact in your life and your productivity. On that note, I'm going to wrap up the show today. Thanks for listening in. Always a pleasure. I give great gratitude for you taking a moment to hang out with me today. And hopefully the information I shared today helped you or will help you, but you got to apply. Very little comes from no effort. Get out there, ready, fire, aim, and get after the things you want. Have a great day. Remember, do something nice for someone and kick ass.